This is your Picks Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. Here are some of your top headlines. All lanes of El Camino Real near James Avenue in Redwood City remain closed as the investigation continues into how a Redwood City police officer struck three people during a high-speed chase. Chopper 5 over the scene. It all happened at close to 9:45 this morning. The officer was pursuing home invasion robbery suspects when he lost control of the vehicle, hit a male pedestrian and two other vehicles. But weather may have played a factor. The pedestrian is currently in the hospital suffering from serious injuries. The officer is expected to be okay. We'll have much more on this story on the KPIX 5 News at 5, 6, and 7.
This just in, the victims in this morning's deadly fire in San Francisco have been identified. This is 23-year-old Camilla Ron and her father, 71-year-old Ricardo Ron. And firefighters say both were trapped in the back of this home when the fire broke out just before 2 this morning. This happened in the Mission Terrace neighborhood. Crews rushed them to the hospital where they later succumbed to their injuries.
The exit when we arrived were closed and we forced entry.
The blaze also claimed the life of the family dog. Cause remains under investigation. Firefighters say it does not appear to be intentional.
It's official. Governor Newsom signed AB 5 into law today. California businesses will now be limited in their use of contractors. Companies will have to use a stringent test to prove that workers are actually independent contractors. This has allowed companies to dodge labor protections like overtime and health insurance. Some of the many workers who will benefit will include janitorial workers, construction workers, and delivery and ride-hail drivers.
California now responding to President Trump's threats to stop letting the state set its own vehicle emission standards. The state's waiver under the Clean Air Act allowed it to set standards tighter than the federal standard. Well, now California says it is ready to take legal action if that waiver is revoked.
We're prepared to lead. We'll prepare to fight. We'll do what we must.
It's not about the car manufacturers, not about consumers. It's not about the health. It's not about our economy. It's about oil companies.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is expected to announce plans tomorrow to overturn California's waiver.
University of California President Janet Napolitano has announced that she will resign next August. Napolitano has battled a recurrence of breast cancer, made the shocking announcement today during a UC Board of Regents meeting at UCLA. She began her tenure as president in September 2013. Prior to that, she was the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary for the Obama administration from 2009 to 2013 and governor of Arizona from 2003 to 2009.
President Trump spent the afternoon in San Diego County, went on a short tour of the border at Otay Mesa, reviewing a prototype of his much-debated wall. Earlier, he arrived at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. There to greet him, the mayor of Poway and rabbi injured in the Poway synagogue shooting back in April. The president also shook hands with some airmen, then attended a fundraiser luncheon.
Meanwhile, the president is going after Iran's economy as retaliation for a strike on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. He says the U.S. will be placing more sanctions on Iran. Comes after the U.S. and Saudi Arabia determined Iran was behind the attack. White House officials have not ruled out further action by the president, including a military response.
There's plenty of time to do some dastardly things. It's very easy to start, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I think we have a lot of good capital. If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Today, the Saudi Crown Prince called the attacks an act of war during his meeting in Saudi Arabia with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Iran denies it had any role in the attack and warns it will retaliate if the U.S. takes any military action.
President Trump's new national security advisor has some strong Bay Area ties. Robert O'Brien attended Cardinal Newman High School in Santa Rosa, got his law degree at UC Berkeley. He will step down as the State Department's chief hostage negotiator.
Look, it's a privilege to serve with the president, and we look forward to another year and a half of peace through strength. We've had tremendous foreign policy successes under President Trump's leadership. I expect those to continue.
O'Brien is the fourth person in just 2 years to hold that position. This comes just a week after John Bolton also resigned.
Former President Barack Obama made an appearance in San Francisco today at an invitation-only tech conference put on by software company Splunk. While the conference focused on tech, it also branched out to more topics like climate change. Obama stressed the importance of climate change, citing it as the biggest challenge facing the country. Meanwhile, in Milpitas, they're honoring the former president by making a permanent tribute. According to the East Bay Times, Milpitas is now the first city in Silicon Valley to rename a street after the 44th president. Part of Dixon Landing Road, which crosses over Interstate 880, is now Barack Obama Boulevard. Also in the Bay Area today, Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke. He's scheduled to visit San Quentin Prison. It's all part of a three-day California trip that began yesterday in Los Angeles, which included a visit to Skid Row. This afternoon at San Quentin, O'Rourke plans to meet with inmates nearing the end of their sentences.
49ers are firing back today against the city of Santa Clara. They say they will continue to be the ones to manage non-football events at Levi's Stadium, despite the city's threat to take that away from them. And today they released a statement saying, quote, "The city's latest announcement is just another step in a self-destructive process they began years ago as part of a petty political vendetta. All of those efforts failed, just as this latest attempt will also fail." The city cites several factors as to why it wants to end the management agreement, including lawsuits filed by the team against the city, inappropriate wages paid to contract workers, and failure to share key documents with the city. Last night, the city voted the Niners will need board approval for everyday operating expenses.
All right, taking a live look at SFO, where we are now learning that construction on the airport's main runway will be completed a week ahead of schedule. Airport officials are now saying that they will reopen runway 28L by tomorrow night. Construction began more than a week ago and resulted in thousands of canceled and delayed flights. Until all runways have reopened, officials are advising travelers to keep expecting those delays. And a live look outside toward Oakland, a mix of clouds and some sunshine this afternoon after a soggy morning around the Bay Area. Drivers dealing with some light to moderate showers out there. This was the wet commute at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Let's head over to our Paul Deano. He has your complete weather forecast, Paul.
It'd be nice if all the cars moved that quickly all the time. Maybe when it's automated, we can get here that much quicker over the bridge. Yes, we did have some showers in the Bay Area this morning. They have moved out, but it's still rather active in a good chunk of Northern California. There are thunderstorms just to the south of Red Bluff and to the west of Chico. There are some showers heading up toward the Sierra, and there was, past tense, one shower over Napa County, and there it is. It's still together. It's just north of St. Helena, between there and Calistoga along Highway 29 and the Silverado Trail. A little breezy outside. We did get 0.1 inch of rainfall officially in St. Helena. Otherwise, nothing recorded in the rain bucket in San Jose, and a couple drips of rain in San Francisco, Santa Rosa, and Ben Lomond, 2 or 3 1/100ths of an inch of rain. Temperatures, they're below average, as you would expect with the cold front coming through. San Jose, the warm spot at 76, Livermore 75, Oakland 71, San Francisco 69 degrees. Running a couple degrees cooler than yesterday. Concord and Fairfield 5 degrees cooler. Novato 4 degrees cooler. It'll be a pretty chilly night tonight. Lots of low 50s in the North Bay Valleys, including Napa 50 degrees. Vallejo, your low 54, Fremont 56, and Redwood City 57. Tomorrow, sunshine is back. There is no rain chance. Left column are the average highs for this time of year. The right column is where we think we'll end up tomorrow. Anywhere from 2 to 4 degrees cooler than average. San Jose 76, San Francisco 68, Oakland 73, and Concord sunshine. You're back to the low 80s tomorrow with a high of 81 degrees. Final weekend of summer coming up. We'll have the forecast for it on KPIX 5 News at 5 o'clock. For now, that's your Pix Now forecast.
Well, it was quite a party at the Oakland Zoo today as one of the biggest animals turned 50 years old. The birthday girl was Madunda. Madunda, the fifth oldest African elephant in North America. She wasn't too interested in her big bash, though, proving the best laid plans can go awry.
She came out and she was suspicious about it. It's kind of a really big setup. Kind of like a Thanksgiving feast, but it actually ended up scaring her a little bit. And so we let her friends out and they've been enjoying the feast.
Birthday girl's friends feasted on her favorite items, including hay and watermelon in big treat boxes.
Ken, following rumors, yes. Fleetwood Mac, what was their next album?
Ooh.
Tusk. Uh-oh. John. John got that. Very good, our very stage good. Manager. Wow. I'm Dennis O'Donnell. Here is the latest in Bay Area sports. The Giants and Red Sox played 15 innings at Fenway last night, going through 354 minutes and 24 pitchers before it was said and done. Giants won the game. So naturally, the A's following suit today. They needed a little extra time to get the field ready after the rain overnight. Homer Bailey faced his former team, spent the first half of the season with the Royals. He tossed 7 shutout innings, struck out 11. That was one shy of his career high. He's got a 1.88 earned run average over his last 7 starts. Top 7, Kansas City, threatening. Ryan O'Hearn, a sinking liner to left. Sinking fast, not fast enough. Chad Pinder with the diving catch. And check out Bailey. He's jacked out of his mind. Move it bottom 7. A still... looking for their first run. Mark Canna, deep to left, but Alex Gordon robbed him of extra bases. Royal starter Danny Duffy matched Bailey with 7 scoreless innings. There is no score right now. They are in the bottom of the 11th inning. NFL, the 49ers played the Steelers Sunday in their home opener, but San Francisco already felt plenty of love in their 2 road wins.
These last 2 games in Tampa and Cincinnati especially, it turned into a home game. With all the red out there, it was fun. So yeah, I would expect a great atmosphere this Sunday, and hope the crowd's rocking.
That's the Italian Stallion. Not that guy. That's Joe Staley. He's going to be cheering on the 49ers somewhere. Staley out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken leg. Rookie Justin School will make his first career start at left tackle. San Francisco never considered moving Mike McGlinchey, who played left tackle at Notre Dame, to replace Staley.
Joe's out. Well, no problem. Just move McGlinchey just over to the left side. He's been there before, but that's like, isn't that kind of like?
Yeah, it was over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah. It's not as easy as it sounds going back and forth from right to left. It takes an extreme amount of time to train it and feel it and to be at your best. And if we were to move me, it would just undress 2 positions on the offensive line rather than 1. So I'm thankful that they're keeping me where I'm comfortable at for right now. And Justin School is going to step in and do a great job for us.
I think in the long run, the 49ers are better. Staley's going to come back. School's going to get experience. McGlinchey is a stud. You can see the Steelers and 49ers Sunday night on the right here, Sunday afternoon, excuse me, right here on the Big 5, followed by the 5th quarter on location from Levi Stadium. USA basketball finished 7th at the recent World Cup championships in China. It was a roster missing most of the game's biggest stars, but help is on the way. Steph Curry telling ESPN he plans to play for Team USA at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo.
You're committing. You're willing. You're going to go.
Definitely want to go. That's something that I've never experienced. I've never been on the Olympic team. I've been on 2 World Cup championship gold medal teams, but the Olympics is an experience that I want.
An Iowa State fan raised nearly $40,000 after his plea for more beer money on ESPN's College Game Day. Carson King included his Venmo handle on the sign he made as a joke. Joke, right? Only people really did send him money. His current account balance is now up to $36,000. King decided to donate the money to University of Iowa's Children's Hospital. And get this, both Venmo and Busch Light matched his donation.
Now, very nice.
I thought that was a big mistake because at $80 a keg, he could have had 450 kegs. That's basically beer for life. Not for you, but for most people, Ken, it's beer for life.
That's Busch Light.
Busch Light? No, Busch League.
That's Busch Light. It's not really.
You think that's Busch League.
You know, I'm a light beer guy. I'm not an IPA guy, so that's 80 cakes for me.
Yeah, more the merrier.
It's all for a good cause, so.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Dennis. We stream our KPX 5 News at 5 every day on KPX.com, and we'll be back with you in less than 60 minutes.